Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nah, the horns, the mighty Tower of Power in Lincoln, California, which is north of Sacramento, California, New Year's Eve. Tickets available at the Red River, the River Rock Casino. And, of course, I will be in Sacramento with my man, Lenny Williams, platinum recording artist. We'll be doing our thing at a private gig in Sacramento, the state capital, on New Year's Eve 2013. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My next guest is still a young man. He is the president of the World Boxing Organization. He's my good friend, and I love him. I'm talking about Francisco Paco Valcarcel. How are you, sir?
How are you, dude? Everything is fine?
Everything, you know, life is okay. Life is okay. Let's talk about the WBO now. 25 years now since the conception of the WBO. What is the most significant accomplishment you think you've made in the quarter century?
That we can establish as an honest and very well-respected organization around the world.
Well,
we can mention now.
I think we're talking with Francisco Valcarcel, folks, the president of the World Boxing Organization, and you're right, because I've had Harold Lederman on the show, and I've asked him, I said, Harold, how come we don't see these crazy decisions as much in WBO fights, especially when Mr. Valcarcel gets to be able to pick the officials himself? He said, because Paco knows boxing, and Paco puts good officials in charge, and for the most part, the WBO has been, how can I put this, controversy, has had a lot less controversy than the other sanctioning bodies, no question, and the state commissions as well.
Yeah, it's like that, you know. Thank God I've been practicing law for 39 years now, and, you know, we got a good person like John Dogan, who was with Rivers Committee. We got a good group of officials all around the world. We work in very close to all the commissions in USA and all around the world. And, you know, for that reason, we never have a big controversies.
Yeah, you're right. Paco's our guest. That's what they call him, folks, Paco Valcarcel. Of course, I was with him in November in Florida, and I don't think any of you, did you leave the hotel during the entire convention? The weather was nasty. I never left the hotel. Did you?
Yeah, we went golfing, you know, for 2 days, but,
okay,
you know, after the hurricane, you remember the hurricane?
Yeah.
We had to stay at the hotel, but anyway, we had fun at the hotel. We had fun at the hotel. We had to work a lot, you know, because in 3 days, we have to work a lot, and meetings, and all people from all parts of the world comes to the convention, and you have to just to meet everybody, and then you don't have time really to. Once we start with the convention, you don't have really time to have fun.
Okay. Question. What about steroids in boxing? That seems to be the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Now, you've taken the lead on a number of issues in boxing as far as trying to right the ship. Where does the WBO stand on steroids?
You know, we go with especially with Europe, you know, England is very good, you know, WBOC. Germany is very good too. You know, Nevada is very good. And we got the same politics like the Olympic Committee when you tested positive for anabolics, and we don't have too much problem with that because the fighters have been doing very good. But you know, we go with the commissions, especially BBOC, Germany, and Nevada.
Okay, so is there any chance of boxing going back to 15 rounds? That's a question that my fans want to ask you.
Pedro, you and I, we got different point of view. You got your point
no,
of view.
No, I didn't. No, I did. I did. But Paco, I didn't state my point of view. I just asked you a question. That's all. It was in a question. No, Mr. Attorney, that was in a question form, sir.
No, I know. But I am in 12 rounds because I live both, you know, times. I remember when I worked with Pedro Gomez Legal Advisor.
Yeah.
We were close, and I remember that day, and it was too hard for the fighters, let me tell you.
Okay, good enough. I mean, good way to put it. Good way to put it. I was in Carolina, Puerto Rico in 1999 to televise a fight with Hector Camacho, and And Camacho didn't show up for the fight until like 15 minutes before the fight, and he was like high and he was going crazy and this and so. I've had my stressful times around him. I've had my fun times around him. Was he the target of this killing of Puerto Rico, Paco, or was he the other guy the target? Do you know?
You know, we have a lot of rumors, and I have been dealing with criminal law for most of the time, and I know everybody in Puerto Rico. We have 4 million, but everybody knows everybody. And we have a lot of rumors that, he was dealing with drugs. Others say that the other guy who was with him was a target. And he wasn't the target, but we have somebody tried to kill him before 3 or 4 months before in another project in Puerto Rico close to the airport.
Wow.
And who knows? We got different versions here, different versions, because he was in Bayamón, it's close to San Juan too. You remember the coliseum in Bayamón? He was in Bayamón, and he was with the guy who was with him. They got 10 bags of cocaine.
Yep.
They a lot of rumors, but
he
could be a target. He could not be a target, or he was with a target.
You know what, Paco? He couldn't get away from it. I mean, we've talked about it. We talked about cocaine being his demon, he and I. We talked about it after the Sugar Ray Leonard fight back in 1999 or 2000, somewhere 1998, I think, in Atlantic City. And he knew the cocaine was his demon, but he could not resist. He could not say no.
That's the problem. Once you enter that word, and I know a lot of friends who have been there and a lot of clients who were dealing with cocaine, and they try hard to go out now, but, it's almost impossible. It's a tough word.
Okay.
It's a tough word.
Before we run out of time here, listen. Nobody has been more supportive of the show than the WBO and you. And I want to thank you for that, because I think I would have given up radio about a year and a half ago. And now we've been on the air 28 years, but I think I would have given it up about a year and a half ago. I just didn't feel the drive. And you came along and you rescued things, man. I want to thank you for everything. I really do.
Okay, Pedro, I am very, I have to say thank you to you too, because I remember when I had that problem that somebody tried to frame a case against me, fabricate a case against me. You remember the guy from Dominican Republic? You was the only one who was there. You investigated the case, and then before the end, you got the real version.
Well,
and you trust me, and I never forget who was my friend.
Well, the bottom, being a former police officer, that wasn't too tough to figure out. I mean, it was such an obvious plant, they should have put water in it.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you again. I want to wish the family well. I sent you and Dora something for Christmas, so you guys should check out the mail. But she's a sweetheart. Now, and you're very lucky to have her working with you. And, like I said at the WBO convention when I announced in front of the entire room that Emmanuel Stewart had passed, that was an honor. Thank you for allowing me that honor. But I wanted to thank Doris, because Doris has just been a sweetheart to me, and she's a sweetheart to you too, I know.
Thank you. We got a very good staff at the Puerto Rico and all around the world. And you can count on WBO, and I see you soon. And anyway, we're going to be in Hungary, in Budapest, next year.
Now remember, if Jimmy Lennon can't go, you can use my voice.
Okay, but Jimmy Lennon, he's always invited,
I know that. He's like a guy. He's like.
And this year, we want to recognize him, because now he was inducted.
All right, you're right. Hall of Fame guy.
We also want to recognize Jimmy, because he's a champion in boxing.
And you're a gem too. Paco, all the best to you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, my friend. Take care. Bye.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Hello, troops.